and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up your copy at a local stand.
Looking for the latest news that keeps you connected to the Emporia area? The Emporia Gazette is your go-to source for local stories, breaking news, and more importantly, how it affects you. From city events to in-depth reporting, we've got it all covered in print, online, and on social media. Stay informed, stay engaged, and be part of what's happening in the Emporia area. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up a copy at a local newsstand. The Emporia Gazette, your news, your community, your voice. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 13th of January. Bundle up, my friend. It is cold out there this morning. And 7 degrees, a wind chill of -3. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this Monday morning by Emporia Main Street Director Casey Woods. As you just heard Chuck allude to, Emporia Main Street, one of 11 projects across Kansas that has been selected for the first cohort of the K-State 105 Entrepreneurial Blueprint Initiative. Casey's in to kind of unravel that and tell us exactly what that means. First, good morning, Casey.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing well. How about yourself?
A little chilly, but beyond that, doing great.
Outstanding. Well, we were pleased to announce this during our newscasts here, basically very shortly after you had mentioned this last week on our airwaves. And there's a lot here, Casey, to kind of wrap our brains around when it comes to those who are not involved. Obviously, K-State's got, you know, Main Street, 10 other partners here. You've mentioned here that the Fab Lab is going to be a focal point here for Emporia Main Street going forward. But I guess my first question is, have you been able to really sort out everything that this announcement means here for Main Street locally and maybe businesses locally that are connected to Main Street?
Yeah, I think we're in a bit of a different situation than some of the different folks that are part of that 11 group cohort, in that we've got an existing program within the Fab Lab portion of Emporia Main Street that we're looking to expand, because we've received feedback from our different users of the fabrication lab. I mean, last year, the about 7,700 different items that were produced through the lab, and the over 214-ish folks, depending on how you calculate that, 214, 240, that use the lab. We receive feedback about the types of tech that they need for their businesses, to produce items, to prototype more rapidly, to create more value and more margin within their businesses by creating unique items. A lot of the different folks that were a part of the cohort are trying to start up what we have now. So we're in a bit of a different situation, but that is great for us. For Main Street, we like to test small and then grow. And we know that there's increasing demand for the lab, and we know that the K-State 105 Entrepreneurial Blueprint Initiative will help us do that.
So was this an application process you had to go through, Casey? How did you get awarded the blueprint support here?
It was an application process, and Network Kansas is one of the different statewide organizations that we've got a really close relationship with. We represent the Lyon County e-community, so that means that we'll look at loans for different businesses and startups and a variety of other functions that we work with Network Kansas on. We co-host the Kansas Makerspace Summit here on a yearly basis. They worked with K-State 105, Network Kansas, and between the two of them, they were identifying areas of potential growth and what they call catalyst development. So things that not only start up within a community, but encourage other startups and encourage other economic development activity. And they reached out, Network Kansas reached out to Emporia Main Street and said, "We think you're doing fantastic work with the lab. We know that you want to expand what you offer. This would be a good fit for you and your organization, we encourage you to apply. So we applied. I think there were about 40 really solid applications throughout the state that were submitted. There were a lot of other communities that were considering application. It's just a really detailed process, so they couldn't be part of this first cohort. So we were really excited when they announced that we made the cut for this large grant.
Well, you'd have to think that your track record led to some pretty positiveness when they looked at all the applications coming in, wouldn't you think?
Well, that's some of the feedback that we got. It was you have numbers, you have metrics that we can look back on. You've got a proven track record within the lab, and we have a lot of communities throughout the state of Kansas, including some that are part of this cohort, that have looked to Emporia Main Street and what we've done from an incubation and fabrication perspective, and said we want to do what they're doing. Can you help us? And that's part of this cohort. We're going to have a lot of cross communication so that we get best practices and best tech, and we make sure that we're giving entrepreneurs and existing businesses the best tools and resources possible to grow and expand.
I have one of my favorite multi-part questions here for you, and I'm actually going to limit it to two parts here before I jump into another one. But first off, how does this kind of change the trajectory of the Fab Lab versus what you already had planned here? Because I understand, obviously, you had a 40% increase in activity in the Fab Lab last year. So how does this maybe change your trajectory, or does it maybe keep you on the same trajectory with just maybe additional conversations and work to come? And then how does this help on the entrepreneurial side here and some of those other different investor/entrepreneur opportunities that Main Street already has in hand?
Well, I think from a trajectory standpoint, it enhances what we're already doing and allows us to speed up production in a lot of different areas. There were some things that we ran into this past year that if we had certain projects running and we had people come in, they got pushed back and the timetables expand, and that's not what we want for local entrepreneurs. We want to be able to design, engineer, and produce fairly quickly so that we can test different products, and we can make sure that we have the types of resources that are more redundant. We can have robust sort of production that's occurring in multiple areas within the lab simultaneously. We still got to people fairly quickly, but that's a testament to Jeremy Wharton just putting in a ton of different hours and taking work home and going above and beyond, and some of the different volunteers that we had coming in working within the lab to make sure that we could get things out the door fast. I think from an entrepreneurial standpoint, we have more entrepreneurs every day that are understanding that they can create their own products or they can create value-added enhancements to existing products, and they're coming in to the lab to execute those different product development or product enhancements to generate more profit and to pull people in from a larger area because they can do unique things. And we feel like that's a huge competitive advantage. We also like to learn from lessons of the past, and when we look at kind of the golden age of Emporia in this region, we had a lot of people that were working at locally developed businesses, local small industries that grew, local folks that came up with a product idea and worked with other folks to create a more expanded market opportunity. We had more people that could not only ideate, they could think of a product, but they had resources to make that product or service a reality, and that has shifted a bit and become more digitized and focused on additive manufacturing on a small level that can be then scaled up because we have the digital files. We need to make sure that those entrepreneurs have the same access to resources that they had in the past and increased access to markets and and other resources in order for them to scale. And that's what the lab's all about.
These are funded projects. So what kind of funds in support from the K-State 105 program will you be receiving, Casey?
It's $125,000, and all of that will go to different technology that will be part of the lab. So this flows directly into tech systems to enhance what we've got currently within the lab. And also, there were some gaps when we were starting up the lab. You know, we couldn't have anticipated all of the different types of products that people would want to create through the lab environment. And now that we've got a better understanding as more and more people come into the lab on a daily basis to use it, we understand some of the different tech limitations we've had, and we can reach into this bucket of dollars from K-State 105 in order to satiate that demand.
So, in other words, you get to do some shopping, right?
We do. Yeah. We do get to do some shopping. As I remind Jeremy and Jeff all the time, they're savants at spending money. I'm more the guy that's trying to look at the budget and trying to make sure that works.
Casey Woods again joining us here again with Emporia Main Street involved in the K-State 105 Blueprint Initiative announced last week. Casey, the timing on this, there's never a bad time, I think, for an announcement like this, but maybe you can reference this and maybe put it with the situations that we've had here over the last now a little bit over a month. You got the large-scale business in Tyson Foods closing down over the next month. Holiday Resort closing down last month. You've also had a couple of retail outlets and a couple of business restaurants that have closed down. So regardless of, I guess, maybe the business sector, this comes at a time when Emporia has taken some pretty decent hits to the business community. So how do you see this possibly, maybe not immediately, but playing long-term dividends here for the city in general?
Yeah, I think whenever something like a large closure happens, we go into disaster management mode. And I know, you know, we were pushing out different jobs that were available within the community digitally really rapidly, and we've worked with the city and HUD to figure out some pathways forward for Holiday Resorts. But long-term, we need to understand as a community that we're stronger when we can diversify our economy. And that means that local entrepreneurs coming up with local products and services or regional products and services that can scale, create businesses that then create jobs. They maintain wealth within the local area. They can build up our systems that are more asset-based as opposed to dependent on just a few large sorts of buckets of the economy. And so, you know, we think that long-term, frankly, we've got some things that are popping up that are more short to intermediate. When we can create local products and local services and local entrepreneurial opportunities here, that's how you create a stronger economy. Everybody looks at the one great big thing, but there's that saying, don't put all of your eggs in one basket. The more diversified you are as a local economy, the stronger you are. And for local existing businesses, retailers in particular, they found that if they don't have a way to add value to existing product lines or create their own products, then they compete on the basis of price and price only. And that low margin sort of ethos to retail is really difficult. So when we can give people new tools to create higher margins and create new products that may exist not only in the bricks and mortar, but in the clicks and mortar environment where they can expand their sales opportunities, then those businesses become more viable. And, you know, we have some great educational anchors here with Emporia State University and Flint Hills Technical College. We need, as economic development entities, to do a much better job in tying into those different educational institutions to make sure that there are not just graduates coming out that can work for folks, but folks that can come out of those institutions that know that they can create their own businesses and that there are the support services that can help them generate those products and services from a prototype standpoint or a small batch manufacturing standpoint that allow us to retain our best and brightest. That's a critically important part of our strategy moving forward. And asset-based economic development is usually the most successful type of economic development. Just something that we need to lean into heavier as economic development entities within the area.
Well, we know that you have your hand on the pulse of Emporia Main Street businesses, and you are big into metrics and making sure that the numbers are there, and people can look at numbers as evidence of how things really are going. Any idea how the Christmas season went for businesses on Emporia Main Street? Is it too early to tell yet?
It was a bit of a mixed bag. We had some businesses that did really well during the holiday season. I would say after the Tyson and Holiday Resorts announcements, there was a bit of a shock to the system, and a lot of spending habits with consumers become more psychological. When they feel like things are going great, they're going to spend more. When they feel like that there's some instability within the economy, they're going to spend less. We always say that you vote for the community that you want with the dollars that you spend. So when you can support those local entrepreneurs, those local businesses, that's important. Right now, that's even more important because coming off the Christmas season, we were hit with some fantastic weather that may have impeded people's ability to get into businesses. So as things warm up a little bit, we encourage people to go out and support those businesses so they can continue to improve. Nationally, we're going to see some pressure from those different businesses that are funded through the stock market that have those sorts of responsibilities to their stockholders they're going to push them to continue to focus on online, bigger markets, different things that don't maybe resemble the Emporia market, but that offers some opportunities for entrepreneurs to meet market gaps and to extend our ability to the local region to pull people into unique business opportunities here.
All right. Well, Casey, as always, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on the funding from K-State's 105 Entrepreneurial Blueprint Initiative. You'll put that money to good use, and we'll be looking forward to hearing exactly what you can accomplish with all that. I'm sure it will be something very unique and something that will help businesses and entrepreneurs here in and around the Emporia area. Thanks, Casey.
Thanks for having me.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street, on our primetime Newsmaker this morning. Chuck?
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, we currently have Thursdays and Fridays open here this week. So call us at 620-342-1400 to get on the calendar. Tomorrow we'll have local organizers of The Wall That Heals. The appearance is coming up here later this summer. We'll have the preview at the first of several coming up here tomorrow.
And our primetime Newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Trusted news since 1895, the Emporia Gazette. 737, 7 degrees, wind chill of -3. Stay tuned, we'll check the weather next.
Hey folks, Mark Hoover with Clint Boyer Autoplex. A sincere thank you to all our customers.